Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Jesus, Jesus, all in Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. The old song says, praise God.
Praise you.
I appreciate Brother Daniel.
Yes.
And appreciate Brother Jason, his family, the church here.
Yes.
It's wonderful to be in the house of God today.
Oh, yes.
Amen. M.R. DeHaan was a very wise man. He wrote a lot of good books.
Yep.
Brother Jason probably got some.
Yep.
And one of the great things he said one time, Brother Daniel, I've never forgotten it. He said, until you can see Jesus Christ
on
every page,
all right,
you ain't getting it. You ain't got it. Amen.
That's good.
Amen. Brother George.
Praise
God. Praise God. This thing's about Jesus, ain't it?
It is.
Yes.
This reveals, amen, God's Son. All the Old Testament, you know, it was a schoolmaster to bring us to the Lord.
Right.
Amen. Them Old Testament laws and sacrifices, it was pointing to Jesus
Christ.
Amen. Thank God for Jesus.
Right. Yeah.
Thank God for Jesus. I might talk a few minutes tonight. I appreciate the opportunity. I didn't come to preach. I didn't come not to preach. Amen. I just came. I'd love to hear Brother Daniel, Brother Jason, any of these other preachers. Praise the Lord. But Brother Jason fired me up there some, right there starting out, talking about the coming of the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. And I'd like to talk about that just a few minutes tonight, if the Lord had helped me. And I tell you, Brother George talking about standing in the gap for our loved ones. You know, Brother Jason said before church, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man. Amen.
Right.
Felt like the Lord was honoring his prayer for standing in the gap for his family.
Right.
I'll tell you, that is Bible.
Bible.
Amen. That is strong Bible.
Right.
Do you know the Bible said that God remembered Abraham.
All right.
Yes, he did.
And delivered Lot.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Amen. I'm telling you what. Oh, Lot, he wasn't right where he needed to be.
No.
Amen.
Come on,
and it looks like, according to the word, he would have been in bad trouble had me over Uncle Abraham's prayers.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Look at Rahab.
Right.
She believed. She believed. And that saved her whole family. Those spies, those Israelite spies said, everybody in your house
in
will
your
be saved.
Come on.
And the Bible said she went and got her kinfolk. She went and got them and put them in there.
Yeah.
Amen. I'll tell you what, we can stand in the gap.
Yeah.
All right.
Loved ones, if we're walking right. Walking right. Yeah. Amen. You can have influence in heaven.
You're
the Holy Ghost told my man Mocordo, if you will write your children's names down on a piece of paper and pray over them every day, I'll save them. And he did. Some of them went out. Amen. And Mamaw was grieving. And the Holy Ghost said, quit grieving. Said, that's the only way I could save him. He was over there in Korea.
Jesus.
Amen. The Holy Ghost revealed the whole thing. Said he was in a foxhole in Korea. A big boulder getting ready to fall on him. He said, I took my hand and stayed that rock until he prayed through. I'll tell you, God can do anything.
Amen. Amen.
Let's read this scripture here. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Oh, my goodness. I just love talking about the coming of the Lord.
Yeah.
I believe that's right where we're at, don't you?
Yeah.
I believe it's right where we're at.
You're right.
Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 said, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. Amen. Mm-hmm. And said, the dead in Christ shall rise first.
Rise first.
We which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them. With them.
Yeah.
Amen. With them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort you one another with these words.
Amen.
That's what I'd like to do tonight.
Yeah,
I'd like to comfort you.
Yes.
Amen. I'd like to comfort you with these words.
Yeah.
Amen. It ain't always going to be this way.
Come on,
it ain't always going to be like this. It ain't always going to be a fight. It ain't always going to be a struggle. It ain't always going to be a burden. It ain't always going to be like this. The Lord's going to come and going to get us out of here. Praise a-coming, amen, like a thief in the night.
Right, right.
He's a-coming, amen. Somebody already said in an hour that you think not. Now we're watching, like these brothers said, we're watching, amen, watching. But the world is not looking.
Right.
Amen, they're not looking.
They're not looking.
Just say something to anybody out in public. Amen. See somebody at the store, say, the Lord's coming.
Yeah.
See what they say.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
Hey, say the Lord's coming. The Lord's coming. He might be here tonight. He might be here today. We don't know, do we?
Right.
We don't have that privilege to know. Right. But I'll tell you, he's coming. He's coming to take us home. He's coming, amen, for a great reunion. Amen. I'd like to preface this little message tonight with this little story. They said there was a black man that worked in a factory. He worked, amen, in a company. And they said every day, he was the first one out the door when the bell rang.
Wow.
When quitting time come, he was the first one out the door. Amen. They said, how are you the first one out every day? He said, I stays ready so I don't have to get ready.
All right.
Amen. I stays ready. I'm going to tell you, quitting time's coming. Praise God. Like the old song said, we're going to trade this cross in for a crown. We're going to trade this cross in. It's real. Amen. It's real. I know it's real. There's going to be a meeting in the air in that sweet, sweet by and by. There's going to be, thank God, an eternal amen meeting where we won't have to, amen, have no more sicknesses again. And we won't be, amen, in these old frail bodies anymore. Thank God it's going to be glory, glory.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The Lord Himself's going to descend from heaven with a shout.
Amen.
About like that shout when he said, Lazarus! Come forth!
Come on.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
The scriptures say, Brother Tom, amen, those in the grave is going to hear him. And they're going to come out, amen.
Come out.
It's going to be a time of reunion. It's going to be a time, praise God, of blessing. It's going to be a time, amen, of praise. It's going to be a time of worship. We're going to be together. Praise God. Brother George already said he's got a mama and a daddy waiting on him. We've got loved ones over yonder. Praise God, waiting on us. And we'll pour him and pray us in. My goodness, we were nothing but a bunch of heathens. We were nothing but a bunch of drunkards. I'm telling you, there's going to be a reunion.
Hallelujah.
I'm waiting for that trumpet to sound. I'm waiting for that call to come. He's a coming.
Yes, God.
Signs of the times are everywhere.
Everywhere.
Amen. The book of Revelation and the newspapers, amen, line up right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you know the Old Testament prophets? They put the time of the regathering of Israel and the time of the tribulation in the same scripture.
Come on.
Go back and read Zephaniah and some of them. Amen. It's right in the same timeline.
Wow.
Now, we know it was 48. We act like that's a long time. It ain't been 100 years yet.
1948.
Amen. It's going to happen soon.
Soon.
Amen. As in the days of Noah. What was they doing? Violence in the land.
Yeah.
Amen. What are we looking at today? Everywhere you turn. Violence in the land.
That's exactly.
As in the days of Lot. Amen. What were they doing?
Yeah.
Homosexuals. Amen.
Right.
I'm telling you, look around today. They've actually passed laws. Amen.
Yeah.
It used to be exactly the opposite. It used to be a crime. Amen. For a man to be with a man.
Yeah.
And a woman to be with a woman.
Come on.
And now they're sanctioning. Amen. And making laws. Amen. To do it. Amen. To advocate it. I'll tell you, that just says there ain't one thing to me. Praise God, he's a coming. Yeah. He's a coming. Yeah. He's a coming. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It said they sat down to eat, rose up to play. Yeah. Said they knew not. Amen. Oh, until God. The flood came and took them all away. What does that tell us? That tells us, amen, emphatically, no tribulation.
Come on now.
It came suddenly upon them.
Suddenly.
When they was consumed with everything else. Amen. There wasn't no stars falling out of the sky.
Right.
There wasn't no flying scorpions going around stinging people.
That's right. Come on.
Amen. You cannot reconcile the tribulation with the coming of the Lord. Until, praise God, the rapture.
That's
when we come back with Him. At the end of the tribulation, at Armageddon, to establish a millennial kingdom. Thank God, we'll have a perfect body. We'll have a perfect mind. Amen. We'll know everything Christ knows. We'll have a body just like His. Amen. It does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know when He does appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Amen. It's about quitting time. I said it's about quitting time. Are you backed up? Are you ready? Are you listening? Are you listening for that sound? Are you listening for that trumpet? Are you ready to go? He come right now.
Hallelujah.
That's
He could come right now.
He could come back right now. Yes, God.
It's about quitting time. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you.
Right.
I go to prepare a place for you. If I go, I'll come again. I'll come again. Amen. That where I am, you may be also. I'm going to receive you. I'm going to receive you unto myself. I'm telling you what. Old brother Neil Bridges died and left this world with a heart attack. Amen. They resuscitated him and brought him back. Amen. He'd been having a conversation in heaven. Amen. There was old brother Buzzard standing there of all people. Brother Buzzard with his catchphrase. Amen. I've heard him preach many a time. I've heard him say it over and over. Amen. Old brother Bridges said as soon as he seen him, brother, amen, Buzzard said, sweet Lamb of God. Sweet Lamb of God. If it ain't Neil Bridges. You know what, brother Buzzard was a praying, amen, and seeking the Lord right before he left this world, not too long before he left here. And the Lord told him, he said, you're in the home stretch. Amen. He didn't even know what it was, brother Jason. He said, I got to looking it up. I got to researching. He said, that's the stretch in a horse race after the last curve. It's that last straight stretch before the finish line.
All right.
I believe we're in the home stretch tonight. How many wants to run? Amen. Harder than you've ever ran before. How many wants to run? I want to put my time in. I won't be like Paul. I want to finish my course.
Finish my course.
I don't take no shortcuts. You got to run lawful.
Come on.
Amen. Like Brother Daniel said, some of them trying to take some shortcuts. Amen. Some of them's out of bounds. Out of bounds.
Come on.
We got to run. Amen. Lawfully. Legally. Got to run by the rules that the Lord set down, don't we?
Amen.
But if we do, praise God. Amen. After we get our time in, you talk about a glorious time.
Old
Bert Clendenin, men out there in the Pacific, he said they went out with 400 men in World War II. They came back with 80. He said, I knew every one of them boys by their first name. Amen. He said, we went under that Golden Gate Bridge. They were standing there saluting them. That old ship all tattered and torn, war torn. Amen. They was standing there. Amen. They pulled in the dock and they let down that gangplank. And old Clendenin said, when we went down that gangplank, a 1,000-piece Navy band struck up from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. We'll fight for our country on the land and on the sea. He said, man, our chest swelled so big. He said, we'd have turned around and walked right straight back up that gangplank again for the victory that we felt, for the joy that we felt. I'm going to tell you, it might be heavy. I'm gonna tell you it might be rough right now, but when you get there, it's gonna be glory, glory. It'll be worth every mile. It'll be worth every tear. It'll be worth every prayer. It'll be worth it all when we get there.
Thank you, Lord.
It's going to be worth it all when we get there.
Jesus.
Our conversations in heaven.
Come on.
From whence also?
Amen.
We're looking for the Savior. Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Amen. It's our citizenship's in heaven.
That's right.
We're strangers and pilgrims. You don't feel like you just fit in.
Come on.
You're right.
You're supposed to.
That's right. Come on now.
I don't feel like I fit in.
Come on.
Amen. The grocery store. Amen. I go to the pawn shop down home a lot. Them old guys got all them guns down there, Brother Daniel. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, I'll grab an old guitar. Sometimes I'll go singing, I'll fly away, oh, glory, I'll.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
I'm telling you, I thought about that old song today. This may be the cloud he's coming back on.
Yeah.
For we all know that it's not long.
Yeah.
The signs of his returning. They're all around us, aren't they? They're all around us.
Everywhere.
Amen. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. For the trump will sound, amen. Amen. The dead's gonna raise incorruptible. And we, amen, shall be changed. Praise God. They were standing there at the Mount of Olives, Brother Jason. Amen. The disciples. And Jesus began to ascend right before their eyes. And there were some angels standing there, Brother Daniel. And they said, you men of Galilee, why stand you here gazing? This same Jesus that you see going into heaven is going to come in like better. Just like you've seen him going, he's going to come back again.
Yes.
God, I praise you. Where you are.
It's real.
It's real.
I know it's real.
Yeah.
Jesus. I was preaching along heaven's lines and things down in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Yeah.
Your old brother Stacy Holden, God got to moving.
Yeah.
He got up to dismiss service. Brother Jason, he's still crying. He is weeping. His children had not even heard the story.
Wow.
He said, we were so young, him and his wife, him and Sonia, when we went evangelizing, he said she had back-to-back miscarriages. One week she had a miscarriage, next week she had a miscarriage. He said, we didn't even know what it was. We didn't know what happened. And said his mamaw was dying. And they was in the hospital with her. And all of a sudden, when Brother Stacy's sitting there beside his mamaw, amen, on her deathbed, she looked up into heaven. She said, well, what do you know? Twin boys. He said, whose boys are they, mamaw? She said, why, they're yours.
Glory to God.
I'm telling you, they're waiting on us.
Yes, yes.
They're waiting on us.
Yes, God.
They're waiting on us. We're going to get it all back.
Come on.
We're going to get it all back.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. She said, why they're yours. He looked at his oldest boy. He said, you thought you was the oldest boy. He said, you got two brothers older than you, and they're already in heaven. I'll tell you what. Amen. This thing is just as real.
Praise you, Lord.
I believe he's coming back like he said. I believe that the trumpet's going to sound so loud.
Yeah.
One day it'll wake the dead.
Thank God.
In the twinkling of an eye. He's going to split the eastern sky. I believe he's coming back like he said.
Amen.
God bless you tonight. Why don't you praise him? One more time. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory.
Amen. That's wonderful, isn't it?
Hallelujah.
Praise God.